Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, good afternoon.
I don't know when you're listening to this, but for the love of Christmas, just say good afternoon. No, it's funny because we do this program. Mm-hmm. We know that it goes live. If you want to listen to this right when it comes out, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com or whatever podcast you listen to. And it comes out at 2 p.m. and it runs for 2 hours. But there are people all over the country that listen to the program at different times because we're syndicated in 120 cities, 300 outlets. People listen to it via podcast in countries all over the world, which I love. If you're listening to this in a country, any place on planet Earth besides the United States, we'd love it if you'd email us and let us know. We want to know who is listening to this program in foreign countries. And then, of course, we're obligated to give it to the Biden administration. No,
that's right.
We really mean it. I mean it. I would love to know because it just cheers me up to think that there's somebody in the Ukraine listening to this program. So would you email us,
please?
MetaxasTalk.com, or you can go to EricMetaxas.com. There's so much I need to talk about.
And
first of all,
while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. Yeah.
You know what? Listen, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you if you want to help us, people always say, hey, what can I do, Eric?
Yeah.
Here's what you can do. No kidding. Go to EricMetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. Why do I say that? I check out our Rumble views. Our views on Rumble, we put this video out, right, on Rumble. It's like almost no views compared to what we used to get on YouTube. Mm-hmm. YouTube canceled this program. You know this. And it was devastating. It is devastating to us. Now, we praise the Lord in all circumstances. But I want to tell you, we want to get our interviews out to the world. I mean, we've got some really exciting guests coming up.
Yeah.
And YouTube will not put this stuff up. So we need you to use your social media to push out these interviews. Now, these are only the ones you think worthy, but we do need your help. We need you to be part of what we're doing here.
And by the way, Chris Himes just wrote to me on Frank's speech today at 3 p.m. Eastern, Katie Hopkins.
Whoa.
Yes. So watch her and Eric, 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Frank speech.
By the time you get this, some of you are listening to this, it's about 2:15 p.m. So, but every single day, every single day, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have this as a TV program on frankspeech.com. That's exciting. All kinds of new people are tuning into the program. If you're watching this on Frank Speech, let us know. We just love to hear from you. We read everything while we still can. In a couple of minutes, we're talking to Kevin McCullough. Remember Votestradamus?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be right here, not wearing a turban. We're going to talk to John Zmirak in hour two. So we've decided to be really mellow today.
Oh,
I talked to Votestradamus and Big Bad John Zmirak.
Yeah.
I want to put out a proposal to people who are listening right now. As you know, we're doing a fundraiser for ADF. Now, the attacks on our freedoms have ramped up dramatically. There are plenty of people I know, people I would consider friends, who are doing virtually nothing about this. They seem to think like, well, the pendulum is just swinging around, no problem. If you aren't really paying attention to what's happening in America, you understand that the attacks on our freedoms are unprecedented. And if you don't fight back, I'm sorry to say you've become part of the problem. So here's one thing everybody can do. You can give to ADF. ADF is absolutely as good as it gets. I will tell you, before I get into ADF, I'm going to say anybody, we've said this, anybody who gives $2,500, we are going to overnight you a signed Is Atheism Dead book. You can do this by giving $200 a month, which, of course, adds up by the end of the year. But if you go to MetaxasTalk.com and do that today, we may not get the information you did this till tomorrow, but that would mean tomorrow we will put in the mail a signed copy of Is Atheism Dead to You? You give us your names. I will sign it to you. That's practically impossible to get at this point, especially long before the book has come out, and I will date it. But I want to say this. The first person, are you ready for this, folks? The first person to do this today, $2,500 to ADF, the first person to do that at Metaxas.com or via this phone number, are you ready for this? You will get a Make America Great Again hat signed by the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I was there when he signed them, okay? Mm-hmm. I got three. We will overnight one to you if you're the first person today. Okay, everybody who donates $2,500 or $200 per month for the year, every one of you gets a signed copy of Is Atheism Dead? Signed to you personally. But the first person, you might be the only person, but the first person that does that today gets a signed by the president, and I was there to witness it. It's not just a signed hat. It's a signed hat that I witnessed the signing. I was there, and I took that hat home, and we're going to send that to you. I think it's a piece of history because it's when we recorded the president with Sean Foyt giving his speech
on
the 20th.
Sean witnessed it too, and then later 500 people witnessed the signing of the hat.
And many of them are still alive, and you can talk to them. That was funny.
Couldn't resist, folks.
Thank you. But this is...
this is big.
This is an important thing we're doing with ADF. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that to you. Now, there's all kinds of other stuff we're going to mail you, but... Let me share with you, because religious liberty is kind of, this is the big news item of the day, is our liberties are being canceled. And if you don't understand how evil this is, you don't understand what it is to be an American. And I'm telling you, folks, we need to wake up. God is waking up America to what it means to be an American by canceling our freedoms and saying, okay, now what do you think? Now are you going to get more serious? Now are you going to wake up? Now are you going to do everything you can? Because your grandchildren and your children won't have the freedoms that you've had. Okay, let me give you an example. This is another real-life example of how our freedoms are being threatened by the government today, okay? And why you need to go to MetaxasTalk.com and give to Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, now you'd probably think a church is the last place you'd have to worry about being forced to pay for abortions, murder of children in the womb. Imagine if somebody says, yeah, your church has to pay to murder children in the womb. Well, the Seattle area has a church called Cedar Park Assembly of God, and the state of Washington passed a law requiring all organizations, including churches, to pay for elective abortions if they offer their employees any kind of health coverage. Complete denial of our freedoms, okay? Sandy Smith from Cedar Park Church says, when church members heard about the law, they prayed. Then they turned to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Let's hear what Sandy Smith has to say.
It's really hard to imagine what we would have done without Alliance Defending Freedom. I mean, honestly, it kind of brings me to tears when I think about just the opportunity that they have provided for us to continue to do the work of God for. What we stand for is not just our Constitution, but the Word of God that says everyone has a right to life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we all got involved. We have to get involved. We have to all step up and do something. We have to give of our time. We have to give of our money. We have to give of our talents to save this country, to save freedom, to keep the republic. So I say one of the things you can do is give to Alliance Defending Freedom because they're on the front lines. I just cannot begin to tell you how extraordinary they are and what they've done. They take on these cases for free, pro bono. We need to help them to do that. So you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. I don't care what you give, folks. Please give generously. The phone number, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333. Take us up on our offer, $2,500, a signed hat. I was there on the courier. And also, please go to Nutramedics.com, to MyStore.com, MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. We need your help. They need your help. God bless you. We'll be back with Kevin McCullough. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. I use it. It works.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Votstradamus.
Mr. Metaxas.
Votstradamus, welcome. Knows all, tells all. Good luck, charms. Hey, most of your friends don't call you Votstradamus. They call you Kevin McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in the interest of them, I'll call you Kevin. Is that okay?
I think that's appropriate. Although I've thought about changing my name to Brandon recently.
Oh, let's go Brandon. Let's get a chant going.
Whoever this guy is.
Let's go Brandon.
Whoever this guy is.
I'm glad I can say that without any unwholesome talk coming out of my mouth.
Whoever this guy is, he's everywhere now. And everyone's cheering him. Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon. Now, you know, that brings up an interesting thing.
Okay.
I don't believe that Joe Biden was elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this because if you don't believe he was elected president, let's all agree, right? If he was elected president, he's the president, period. You don't have to like him. He's still your president if he was elected president. But in America, we have to be bold and strong and say we have the right to know who was elected president. And if we think some shenanigans went on, we don't even have the right to look into it. We have a duty to look into it. And so what I find fascinating right now is that we have this phenomenon in the country, okay? Now, I don't like the idea of people using the F word in public with kids and stuff. But part of the calculus, and this is what I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
Is that I've noticed that words change. Now, when I say words change, I mean the meaning changes. So when I was growing up, the F word was like the N word. You would never say it.
It was never used.
But something happens over time. And when you're older, you kind of tend to read things the way you did. You know, it's kind of like when my parents look at something and they go, this price is ridiculous. And I go, hey, it's not 1976. That price is not that ridiculous. But we tend to look at the value of a word. So the word that we're talking about has lost its sting over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it's okay to use it in public, but it's less horrible than it once was. And I think depending on where you are in the culture, I mean, some people can't stop using the word. They use it like the. And they have no consciousness of how, you know, extraordinary it is. If you said that around me or my wife or something, I'd say, hey, what's the matter with you?
People have actually gone to turning it into their verbal pause, like between other words that
right.
they're trying to connect together.
Oh, listen.
They'll drop that in.
I never mentioned my books on the air, but I'm going to make an exception. In 19, it was the summer of 84,
mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this in my book, Fish Out of Water, the experience of graduating Yale, and then a week later, going from this halcyon environment to work with my Uncle Joe on some construction site in Brooklyn, okay? So I go from that
right.
to that. And one day, I had to ride in the van you know, this is going from like Belmore, Long Island to, and my uncle seemed to always take back roads or something. So it took like an hour and 20 minutes to get to the work site. And I go back. So one day he brings a colleague along with him. And it, obviously the larger story is in my book, but I will never forget this. They sat in the two bucket seats in the panel van, and I had to sit on an actual 5-pound spackling bucket, right? Like behind them. So I'm sitting there for this long ride, and I noticed that my uncle's colleague, the guy that he's giving a ride home, is using the F word for every part of speech. Like, you know, effing is an adjective. Like nouns for everything, okay? So at some point, maybe into he had used it 25 times, and my uncle, maybe not to make his colleague feel bad, he's thrown it in. I started counting. By the time we pulled into the driveway to dump this foul-mouthed man off, I counted 172 times.
F-bombs.
And that was in 1984.
Yeah. That was before The Sopranos.
So among working class people.
Which was basically, I think, the average for an average Soprano episode.
So among working class people, it's not really a bad, bad, bad word, right? So this has changed in the culture. We now have entire stadiums, like scores of thousands of people screaming blank Joe Biden.
Right.
I actually think that in some measure this is a sign of health in the country.
I don't think you're wrong. In fact, my last column, I talk about in essence, what the American people are feeling in terms of how they're being treated by the current administration.
Now, excuse me, by the way, I'm not saying I approve of it.
Right.
It makes me uncomfortable. Clearly. But at the same time,
we're talking about what we're observing.
It seems like a strange sign of health that we feel free enough to say that.
Well, and I don't even know that we necessarily feel free. What I would say is that the American people feel like kind of a battered spouse at this point.
Okay, you wrote an article.
And that the administration is so abusive to how they're treating people that this reaction that you're seeing, and it started out in two college football stadiums.
Yeah.
It's now been in dozens to hundreds.
It's the new wave.
NFL teams had it going on this week. Talladega or NASCAR or whatever they ran had people chanting it. There is something so inherently abusive about how people are being treated
by the government.
They are, and particularly in a society that wouldn't consider itself particularly Christocentric or God, you know, based or anything like that. This is how people react when they feel caged and pushed up against a wall.
That's right.
This is a fight or flight mentality that's taking on the country right now, and it is. I am actually thankful, to your point, to see a degree of, we're not going to let this abuse continue, even if it's nothing more than using our freedom of speech to say something that's very vulgar and attach it to him. We're not taking it anymore.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And again, if you're doing the math in your head and you think, gee, I wonder if half the country voted for that guy. I wonder if most people like him. It strikes me that this is, you know, a popular phenomenon. This is something going on out there that tells you something about what people think. And as you say, if you lose an election, most people take it relatively well. I mean, we still have enough civility to say, well, I can't stand that guy, but he's the president, and we've got to get him out by voting him out. But if you believe that he stole the election, and you believe that there is just an infinity of cancellations of your freedoms, whether it's telling four-year-olds to wear masks in the playground or, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Americans still have enough fighting spirit. We're not Canada. We're not Sweden. We're not Germany. People are reacting.
Yeah. And I would say that even under lawful elections where it was close but you lost, the incoming administration would say, you know, we don't really have a mandate to do something radical. Most administrations would do that way. In fact, if you go back to Clinton's second term, and he won re-election somewhat easily, but he knew that the country was divided and he knew he was going to have a divided Congress. You could tell a different tone from the top. What's amazing about the Biden administration, and I use the word abusive on purpose here, is that there were so many questions about the legitimacy of the votes before they were certified. Now, like it or not, the Constitution makes clear once the votes are certified, then that is the president. So there's no way that we can say he's not the president. He may not have gotten it in an honest fashion, but the certification of the Electoral College votes made him the president, regardless of the process up to that point. But normally people would say, I've got to deal with this closely divided group. I can't do great, big, dramatic things. This group has come in and said, we are going to go as hard to the left, as hard to progressivism, as hard to socialism, as hard to communism as we can, as fast as we can. We are going to go as hard to the godless view of everything as fast as we can. We are going to empower our enemies and insult our friends. We are going to undo everything the previous administration did, not because it's necessarily good for the country, but simply for the fact that the previous administration did it. And where that really came back to bite us in the backside, and I think that where you really start to see the let's go Brandon phenomenon is following Afghanistan, because when the previous administration had left an exit plan saying, if you follow these guidelines, make it conditions based, we can get everybody out safely, we can get all of our allies out before we take the military out, we can get rid of our equipment, we can do all this stuff. And because Joe Biden said, I'm not doing any of it, and the only reason he said it was because the previous guy did it, and we got 13 Marines killed, and we lost a lot of Americans in the process that are still behind enemy lines even to this day, that's when America woke up and said, wait a minute, this isn't right. And you're starting to see, I think, a groundswell that is going to roll all the way through the 2022 election cycle.
You know, that's so insightful that if this were, something that happened in Scripture, this would be the moment where the scales fell from my eyes and I realized you were indeed Votstradamus. Albin, did our hearts not burn within us as Votstradamus spoke? No, it's so funny because what you just said is very important, and I think it's true. I have said, almost prophetically, I can feel that God is allowing this nation to go through these things to wake us up. Oh, we're going to a break. Hey, we'll be right back with Votstradamus.
Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons.
These things that... Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204.
Folks, I'm talking to Votstradamus. I just figured it out. You're Votstradamus. You can't fool me. You're Votstradamus.
I'm just glad you didn't make me put the turban on today. Like,
what turban? Get out of here.
We haven't been in the same room with each other for a year and a half, so I was glad we did.
That's not true. You've been here since... No.
No?
No.
No.
Albin?
Before pandemic was the last time
no.
we were in this room.
No.
Yeah.
No.
For me.
Albin?
Yep.
He was here.
Nope.
We're going to look it up.
Yeah.
We're going to prove you wrong. I guarantee you. I know that.
In this room predates March 20th of 2020.
I don't believe it. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Anyway, okay, here's the thing. All right, suddenly I'm starting to wonder if he's Votstradamus. I don't know. Okay, but seriously, we're talking about, I was saying earlier that I am convinced that God has allowed this to happen to us to wake up his people. And not just to wake up the church, but... to wake up patriots to, because, when you're talking about something like truth, all truth is of God, he is truth. There are people that have been sleepwalking and things have been okay and they don't need to do anything. Oh, we pay our taxes and we try to not to break the law and we go, and you realize, no, in order to keep the republic, there's more to do. And we've forgotten for about 50 years how serious it is to keep freedom. And what is happening now, as you said, people are waking up. It is getting so ugly, but it's like suddenly it reminds me of in a thriller, you know, or I was saying that when I recognize, suddenly I realize you're Vostradamus. Like there's a moment when you realize that the other person realizes they're onto you. And at that moment, everything changes. Mm-hmm. And so I think what has happened with this current administration is that they've kind of realized that if they don't win, like they better be really careful because people are kind of on to them. So they think it's an all-out war now, and they are pushing things that we couldn't have dreamt of even a year ago. I mean, like absurd things. What happened in Afghanistan, I to this day can't begin to understand how it's possible, even for somebody as incompetent and horrible as Joe Biden, it's hard for me to perceive that they did this.
How it went that way. Well, when you consider that we hadn't lost a serviceman in 18 months prior to that, not one American had died in Afghanistan.
Well, but I mean, it's not even that. I mean, that just makes it dramatic. But I mean, to leave behind $80 billion of like, there's no part of my brain that can comprehend how any president would allow that. It doesn't make sense to me unless, and I wonder what you think about this, unless he straight up made a deal with China. Straight up made a deal with China that, you know, if you do this and this and this, we'll give you Afghanistan. We want to get rid of it anyway. And yeah, we'll let you and the Taliban have what, you know.
I don't think there's any question that that's what happened.
All right. Now, Kevin, if that's true, what do we do about it? If that's true, who is Joe Biden? Is he a wicked Manchurian candidate put in place to destroy America? And he's too stupid to understand that that's what China's goal is?
I think it's a combination of stupidity and ignorance and willful self-centeredness. I think, you know, what's interesting is that months after the election is over, the New York Post is vindicated for the Giuliani the Giuliani connection to the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop story. 100% vindicated that it was accurate, that the laptop existed, that there's stuff on there that is exactly as Mayor Giuliani said it was, and all of that. But it's admitted to far too late to go back and be able to do anything about it. But what was in that laptop? There was information directly implicating not just Hunter, but Hunter and the big guy in dealings with China to the degree that so compromised him that if any amount of actual reporting had gone on legitimately prior to the election, he would have lost in a landslide. It wouldn't have even been close. And here's our problem. It's not just that the far left wing of the Democratic Party has now taken over that formerly great American party. It's not just that they have all of their allies in the media, and it's not just that they control enough statewide governments to be able to finagle elections and do some goofy things that don't look exactly right. It's that there has not been anyone to stand up and stop them until a man named Donald Trump came along and started pulling scabs off sores so quick and so fast that it was hard for people to really comprehend the scale of it. But what you're seeing since Joe Biden's installment is that there is a Donald Trump-ness that is kind of waking up in the average American.
That's right.
And they're starting to understand that a few mean tweets might have been justified from time to time in a place where genuine injustice should produce righteous anger. It's not a problem to be angry. And I didn't always appreciate the president's tone in his tweets about everything all the time. But when you kind of look at the Trump administration from this point of history, you're kind of saying, he was performing triage on a bleeding on a patient.
See,
that was bleeding out.
That's the issue.
And now
that's
all of us are doing the triage.
Yeah, but
all
Christians would call that discernment. How ironic that Donald Trump could read the signs and say, we are in a war now. And everybody else is like,
but
no,
he'd been
be
saying
more
it for a dozen years prior.
Yeah.
And let me say this. Pastors that said to me prior to the election, I can't really support Donald Trump publicly because of how foul he is in his tweets and his and this type of thing. Some of them have called me personally within the last 7 to 14 days and said, Kevin, I apologize. I had no idea that this is what we were in for. And I have learned my lesson next time around.
Oh, man. See, I need that good news because I'm simply astonished. Listen, the ignorance or the foolishness of people of faith to say that we don't like Donald Trump. We don't like Donald Trump. And you think, like, okay, you have a choice. You either vote for him or the government's going to make you pay for abortions in your church. I was just talking about that with ADF. The government is going to make you do these things.
Eric, it goes beyond that.
If you're in, okay, they're telling us you're, when we come back, you're going to complete that thought. Folks, we're talking to Vostradamus. Just turned out that he's Vostradamus. I figured it out. Don't go away. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh,
that smell. We used to laugh. We used to cry.
All right, talking to Kevin McCullough. Kevin, you were just saying it goes deeper than that.
Well, you were talking about abortion and some of the kind of the typical things that Democrat administrations have advanced. Within the last 24 hours, the administration has put forward this idea that they want to monitor your bank account. If you have as little as $600 in it, they want to know every penny you spend. They're asking the IRS for permission to be able to track that.
Does anybody understand
if you
how
that,
evil this is? Does you, anybody understand this is beyond belief? This is, I mean, this is like totalitarianism. How dare they? I will never use a bank. I will keep my money in cash, in silver, in coffee cans in the basement.
Under the mattress. That's
but I mean,
it.
I'm not kidding. This is not acceptable.
And then you couple that with all of the abuse of executive powers that states exerted during pandemic and things like vaccine passports where you're allowed travel or access based on a card that you carry. Think about this. In the electronic digital age, to know where you are every second, to know exactly how much money you're spending, to know every basically decision you're making through the tracing of where you go and what you decide to spend money on, they want absolute insight and control of everything in your life.
This is China.
Add to that the idea that they don't want parents even protesting at schools where they're teaching curriculums that teach our kids to be racists. Add to that that they've asked our kids to report to them if we say something or do something that seems untoward their agenda when we're at home. Eric, it is not soft. It is not overstating the case. We are looking at some massive end times prophetic, massive control of society as a whole. And it will be the church. It will be people of conscience. And I include in the church the people that the Holy Spirit hasn't gotten a hold of yet, but that are in the process of waking up. Because as we know, God's sovereignty cannot be interrupted. But this agenda, this administration, this game plan that they have laid in place, it is the bare, most naked version of this that I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
And we've got to be counted now.
Well, this is obviously what I keep saying. And it's funny because the more time passes, the less embarrassed I feel about comparing what we're going through to what Germany was going through in the 30s. They had no idea where this was headed. They had no idea. I mean, anybody who knows history has to understand the German people flat out had no idea in 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. They had no clue where this is going. And if you think that you're morally superior to them, I'm telling you, unless you are fighting with all your might and main now, you are exactly doing what they did to allow these horrors to unfold. Because Hitler didn't say, I'm evil, follow me. He did all kinds of good things and gave lip service to the church and God. But people who had eyes to see and ears to hear, people like Bonhoeffer, they said, no, we see where this is going. We promise you, if you do not stand up now, tomorrow you won't be able to stand up. And I've said the same thing, that if you don't spend your money now, I can say it again, give it to ADF, metaxastalk.com. If you don't give your money to those people who are fighting on the front lines tomorrow, because those people weren't able to fight that fight sufficiently, you won't have that money. The government is going to determine. I mean, if they want to know our bank accounts up to $600, I have no way to comprehend that level of oversight. It is evil. I mean, I say it's evil because where it's going is as you might as well put a bullet in the head of Uncle Sam or Lady Liberty. This is the death of America unless we fight against this stuff. But these encroachments are incremental. I mean, anyway.
Well, and the fact that they've suggested it here, whether or not they get it passed this time or not, you know that it's on the agenda for next time. When leftism is allowed to have an inch, it takes 2 feet. And when you give it 2 feet, it takes 15 yards. And it just never knows boundaries and stays within them. It always wants more. And so you're seeing a more aggressive tone now because they truly believe, Eric, I think, that they are going to be able to fix elections going forward. I do believe that they think they're not going to be seriously challenged. And that's why states like North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Virginia, Pennsylvania, you're going to have to really fight to get your state election laws straight. You're going to have to undo all of those goofy things that you allowed to be put in place prior to the 2020 elections. You got to get rid of, drop boxes at every corner in the inner city and every 15 miles in the country. You've got to do things in such a way that you have confidence that election is going to be honest, because they are not going to play an honest game. They are going to try to fix it, because this is the long term of what they want to see America become.
It's just, it's so extraordinary. Look, we all make mistakes. We all vote for people that later on we regret. We all say...
We've all voted for imperfect people.
Well, we've never been a perfect candidate. Imperfect people. But I mean, we've all voted for people that later on we say, you know, I had no idea they were going to do this or they were going to do that. Folks, it's okay to be wrong, as long as you are willing to say, I was wrong, and you can, you know, change direction. We're living at a time right now when the hate of Donald Trump and the people who voted for him, you know, the great unwashed Walmart shoppers that it's okay to spit on because they're white, probably, right? That kind of hatred led to people doing anything that was the opposite, even if it cost lives. So when you feel when you hear about doctors saying, I will not prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because Trump and his people said that it was good, I thought to myself, you're actually willing to let people die?
Yes.
I don't want to accept that, except now I've been forced to accept that.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that in my country, the greatest country in the world, there are people dying because of hatred, because of a tribalism that is exactly like the racism that hated Jews in the 30s and that hated blacks in the South and treated that. It's the same kind of hatred. God doesn't really care what kind of hatred it is. Hatred is hatred. It is wicked, and it leads to death. And the idea that people are going to hospitals and they're not getting what we know would help them. I mean, I'm taking ivermectin prophylactically now, right? I say that just to trigger some people. Why don't you write an essay about it? I want to do what's right for me and my family. The idea that our leaders, people in health departments, I mean, whether at NIH or CDC, or I mean, what do you make of the resignation of Francis Collins? Do you know about that? Oh, we're going to another break. You're going to answer that question when we come back, I hope. Kevin McCullough, I was just asking you really about trust in our health organizations, medical. I mean, something has changed. It's all been incremental, but people are kind of waking up. Like, Wait a minute, I used to trust these people. What happened?
Well, pandemic certainly exposed how political the process is. And let me compare side by side Denmark and the U.S. Denmark has lifted all COVID restrictions. They have some of the lowest death rates per million. They're about 400 deaths per million of infected. The U.S. is about 2,800 per million, so the difference in is significant on average. But here's what Denmark did that we didn't do. First of all, their public health top-level officials were completely transparent about every development of every aspect of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So when the first variant came out, they said, this is how we believe it spread, these are the therapeutics, this is what we're going to do. Number two, complete transparency. Number two, they did not take a complete lockdown approach to everything that they did. They suggested masks. They said distancing would be good. They said wash your hands, but we're not going to close restaurants. We're not going to close businesses. We're not going to do all the rest of this. number three, as the science was being formulated, because remember, we didn't know much about this virus going into it. As they got new information, they updated that guidance. And because they had been so transparent from the beginning, the trust in the public officials remained high. Now, they have a very high vaccination rate as well. They vaccinated about 86% of the population. But they made all of the information available about the vaccines, which ones they approved, for which reasons. We didn't really do that. We didn't distinguish between Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J in our public information. And our public officials constantly changed course. They said no masks. Then they said mask everybody.
Look, that's
then
my point. They undermined themselves profoundly.
So
they lied, they confused people. So is it any wonder people aren't listening anymore?
So fast forward to this last Sunday, and CNN and all four of the people that were watching at the moment asked Mr. Fauci, what about Christmas? And he says, well, it's too early to tell. Eric, football stadiums are chanting, let's go Brandon, without masks on. They're not going to sit and listen to Alfred E. Newman in his advanced stage tell them that they can't get together for Christmas with their family. They've already gone through 2 years of that. They're not going to do it a third time. This has become, our public officials in the public health arena has become a joke. And the reason that I know that is because on my show, I've probably interviewed more doctors over the last 2 years than any other show in the country. And whether you're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, whether you were Dr. Zelenko or Dr. Atlas or any of the people that were trying to help Trump decipher the path forward, they've all said the same thing. The public offices of our top-level health officials have become more or less a laughingstock.
Yeah.
And the American people, the reason that we're having trouble getting to herd immunity and getting to the place where we can take off all restrictions is because we're confused. You had Trump say, warp speed, get the vaccine. You had Biden say, don't trust it because it came from Trump. After the election, you had nationally syndicated hosts die from not getting vaccinated or catching COVID, rather. Valentine and Barrier down in Florida, other people said, I'll never get the vaccine. They ended up dying. They were pro-Trump people. Joe Biden all of a sudden is trying to vaccinate everybody he can find. You've had such a confusing shuffling of the deck on almost every aspect of this. The American people had no way of deciphering a clear path forward.
Truth is always the best policy. I just came up with that. You can quote me. It's kind of interesting that the American people we're free enough to discern when we see people not being clear. And I think as a result of this, journalism, media, the medical world, they've all fatally undermined their credibility. And so we're in a new day. I think it's going to go someplace good eventually, but we're in an inflection point. Kevin, can we drag you into the next hour?
Sure.
I've got a letter I want to read from a listener that is so amazing. I said, I want to answer this on the air, and I want you to help me. We'll be back with hour two. Don't go away.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.